the corroborative testimony of God's stone witness and prophet, the Great Pyramid in Egypt. Preface to Study 10. A kindly comment on this chapter, when in manuscript, from the pen of the esteemed Professor C. Piazzi Smythe, F.R.S.E., F.R.A.S., ex-astronomer royal for Scotland. Brother William M. Wright, on learning that this chapter on the Great Pyramid was written, requested that he might have the reading of it before it would be put into type, as he had already considerable knowledge of the pyramid. This we gladly granted, assuring him of our desire for all the criticism possible. After reading the manuscript, Brother Wright concluded that, as we desired criticism, the higher the standing of the critic, the better. Accordingly, he made a typewriter copy of the manuscript and by permission mailed it to Professor C. Piazzi Smythe, who is generally accorded a greater knowledge of the Great Pyramid's construction and measurements than any other man in the world, requesting that he examine the manuscript carefully and note upon it any criticism he might have to offer in the interest of the truth. The professor's answer to that letter, together with the manuscript copy sent him, which bore his marks of criticism when received, were sent to the author. We thank Brother Wright and Professor Smythe for their kindness and have followed the corrections indicated, which, however, only three in all, we were pleased to note, were not of special importance. Only one of the criticisms was upon measurements, and it showed a variance of only 1 inch, which we gladly corrected. Thinking it might be interesting to our readers, we give below Professor C. Piazzi Smythe's letter. Clova, Ripon, England, December 21st, 1890. William M. Wright, Esquire. Dear Sir, I have been rather longer than I would have wished in looking over the manuscript of your friend C.T. Russell of Allegheny, Pennsylvania, but I have now completed a pretty careful examination, word by word, and that was the least I could do when you so kindly took the pains to send it with such care between boards by registered parcel with every page flat and indited by the typewriter in place of the hand. At first I could only find slips of the said typewriter, but as I progressed through the pages, the powers, the specialties, and the originalities of the author came out magnificently, and there were not a few passages I should have been glad to take a copy of for quotation with name in the next possible edition of my own pyramid book. But of course I did nothing of that sort, and shall wait with perfect patience and in most thankful mood of mind for when the author of Scripture Studies shall choose his own time for publishing. So I merely remark here that he is both good and new in much that he says on the chronology of various parts of the pyramid, especially the first ascending passage and its granite plug, on the grand gallery as illustrating the Lord's life, on the parallelisms between the king's chamber and its granite against the tabernacle and its gold, and generally on the confirmations or close agreements between Scripture and the Great Pyramid, well commented on. In the meanwhile, it seems that I am indebted to you for your kind gift long ago of the first two volumes of Scripture Studies. I did not at the time get further than the first half of the first volume, finding the matter, as I thought, not quite so new as I had expected. But after having profited, as I hope, so much by a thorough reading of this advanced pyramid chapter of the third volume, I must take up the first two volumes again, de novo. The parcel will go back between its boards registered. I remain, with many thanks, yours respectfully, C. Piazzi Smythe.